Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. The fields and plains were still ungrazed, the ground untouched by things that crawl, when God called creatures forth to play, and wondrously earth bore them all. Then life beholding all was good, in overflowing joy conceived. Let us now human beings make. God gave them breath that Sabbath eve. Let them together and alone our image be, our likeness bear. To you I give your kin, the beasts, and all the earth into your care. For she has borne all living things, her fruits will give you nourishment. As for the flocks and herds, let them with grass and foliage be content. Thus evening came and morning came, the sixth day giving God delight, for everything was very good, one with another ordered right. The earth God saw was now complete, a marvel of diversity. So mirrors earth its maker's life, revealed within the Trinity. Amen. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. Great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands, the moon and the stars you arranged. What are we that you should keep us in mind? Mortal beings that you care for us. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through us little less than gods, with glory. glory and honor you crowned us, gave us charge o'er the work of your hand, put all things under our care. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. All of them sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beast, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through
a reading from the letter to the Colossians. God delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the realm of the beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. Light and darkness, sun, moon, and the stars. God named everything very good. Earth and sea, sky and birds, fish and all creatures. God named everything very good. Human beings in God's image and likeness. God named everything very good. God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. If you wish to be my disciple, you must deny your false self. Then take up your cross and follow me. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. If you wish to be my disciple, you must deny your false self, then take up your cross and follow me.
From heedless misuse and dishonoring of the wonders of your hand, O God, deliver us. From squandering resources, abusing our companion species, and polluting the habitat we all share, O God, deliver us. From the folly of imagining ourselves the center of creation, O God, deliver us. For the courage and wisdom to confess how little we have cared for your gifts, give us your grace. For the conviction that you have called us to love and restore the earth, give us your grace. For repentance and the determination to begin our proper role in creation anew, give us your grace. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and all that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Creating and sustaining God, as we celebrate the sixth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us such a sense of wonder and delight that we receive with gratitude the gifts that Mother Earth provides to supply our needs. Generously share these gifts with all your creatures and lovingly care for our common home, all to the honor and glory of your holy name. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, so hear us, dear Mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health in mind and body, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, may we be freed from present sorrow and attain eternal happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.